The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory be to you, Lord.
That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus. And they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them. But their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor in Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus of Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, how our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place." Some women from a group, however, have outstanded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the woman had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are! How slow of heart to believe all that the prophet spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on further. But they urged him, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said a blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?" So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, "The Lord has fully been raised and has appeared to Simon." Then they too recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. My dear friends,
the Gospels of Easter Octave, they are my favorite when it comes to the resurrection of Christ. Just to remind us, when we use the word Jesus, we refer to the historic Jesus. When we use the word Christ, we refer to the resurrected Christ. So let us bear that in mind. It's just a theological differentiation. So, in the gospel today, we read how the disciples, led by Cleopas, after the whole incident happened, the disciples, most of them, they were afraid and they were running away. So Cleopas and the group, they were going to Emmaus because of the incident that really happened. It shook them. They were afraid because their master was taken away, was killed. And after that, when he resurrected, Mary Magdala, on the early morning of the resurrection, went to anoint the body of Christ. And went there, she couldn't find the body. And she ran back to the other disciples and told them the story. Then Peter and John went. They followed her to the grave and they couldn't find the body of Christ. So that news really brought tension to this community. And the disciples were so much afraid because they didn't know who would be the next to be killed. So they were afraid. And most of them were running away. But Christ went one by one to encounter them, to remind them all he told them when he was with them. And in all these stories, we'll be hearing this week. Each time he encounters the disciples, he will speak to them and they will break the bread. And the moment that bread is broken, their eyes will open and they will see him. This breaking of bread is what? The Eucharist. The Eucharist. And that is why, my dear friends in Christ, we have decided to have a teaching on the Holy Eucharist that will start on Friday here in the church. I want to encourage us to attend that class so that we will begin to have a different understanding about the Holy Eucharist, so that we can appreciate the Holy Eucharist more. Because one thing about the Holy Eucharist is, if you do not believe that it is the body and blood of Christ, you will never experience the effects of the Holy Eucharist. We saw in this gospel, the moment he broke the bread and gave them, they ate the bread, which is the body of Christ, their eyes opened, and they were able to recognize him. And immediately he vanished. And also one thing about this gospel was, when the disciples were on their way to Emmaus, they were conversing, having a conversation, because their hope were dashed. Because they thought that, oh, they have seen a Messiah who will come to liberate Israel. And he walked along with them, reminding them all the things he thought. This reminds us, my dear friends in Christ, that those moments when we are in difficult situations, we are not alone. He walks along with us. But we have to recognize him. It is only when we recognize him that is when we will be able to understand what is happening in our lives. And we can recognize when we come to him and pray and ask him to reveal himself to us and ask him to help us to undergo whatever we are passing through, especially during the breaking of bread. So, my dear friends in Christ, I will encourage all of us to continue to think about this, to continue to meditate, and also during this time of Easter, our prayer point should be, oh Christ, I believe that you have resurrected. I want to encounter you. That should be our prayer point. Encountering Christ. Encountering the resurrected Lord. We saw in the first reading, Peter, who could not speak, who denied Christ three times. But the very first day, he preached, so many souls were converted. That is the power of the resurrection. So our prayer point should be that we may experience the power of the resurrection during this time of Easter. And I believe we will encounter him. We will encounter Christ. So do not lose faith. Be courageous. Always ask him to reveal himself to you. And he will reveal himself to you.